All right, I want to learn Torah today, Mirtz
Okay.
Hashem, from three different tzaddikim, two who are no longer with us, and one who Baruch Hashem is an important Torah personality in the world. Okay, we're going to learn a shtickle Torah first from this Rav over here on the left-hand side of the screen, Rav Dov Ber Eliezerov. He was a Rav in Katamon, and one of the Gedolei. The Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, maybe a lesser-known personality, passed away in 1997, as you can see on his Wikipedia page. Very close to many Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Spent a good chunk of his life in Hebron. Very Heilig Tzaddik. So we're going to learn something from his introduction to one of his Svarim of Shilas and Tshuvos. And we're going to learn a shtickle Torah from Rav Mordechai Yisachar Ber Leifer, the Pittsburgher Rebbe who passed away a couple of years ago. And I want to give a shout out to Nani Shapiro. For those who don't know, Chananya Moshe Shapiro, who recently was kind enough to give me a copy of the Rebbe's Torah. So we're going to learn a little shtickle Torah from there, which is Gevaldik, from the Heilig of Pittsburgher dynasty, primarily in Ashdod. And then, Yibadal Ben Chaim L'Chaim, we're going to learn from a tzaddik who is Baruch Hashem, alive and well, Rav Ephraim Tversky Shlita, who's a Rav in Chicago, and he has a Gevaldik Sefer called Sarei Alafim. Okay, so we're gonna dabble in all three Sfarim. We'll try to weave them together, but all the goal is to take relative relevant tshuva messages for people like ourselves. Okay, so let's start with, and I sent it to you if you want to print it out or if you want to keep it for your files for the future. If you really like the ideas, you can hang on to them for the rest of your life. Okay, but first, from the introduction to the Sefer Sha'alei Tzion, second edition, by Rav Dov Eliezerov from Katamon, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He writes here in his Hakdama, in his introduction to his Sefer, which again is Shilas and Tshuvos. He's writing about different halachic topics. But he says, I'm going through a difficult time. My health has not been great. And I wasn't able to get a haskama for this new volume that I printed, but you'll rely on the haskamos that I got from Big Gedolim when I published some of my earlier writings and teachings. And then he says the following, okay? And Chaver, this will transform the way you say LeDavid for the next month. Look what he writes over here. He says, Me'ata tfilasi b'fi, shi'akuyam bi'yishivti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Right, that's the big phrase we've been saying in LeDavid. We're going to continue to say Emirat Hashem in LeDavid for the next many number of weeks. Okay? And the question is, what are we saying? What does that mean? Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I want to stay in the house of Hashem forever. I want to dwell in the house of Hashem forever. David HaMelech. So what does that mean? So he says the following. He says a beautiful vart. He says, we need to understand. D'lechora kasha. It's difficult for us to understand. Eich David HaMelech yachol lomer shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. How could David HaMelech say shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai? Well, why not? What, David HaMelech wasn't inspired enough to want to sit and learn all day? No, Avrema, what's the problem with David HaMelech saying shivti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai? Why is that a very unrealistic tefillah for David HaMelech? What do you say? What do you say? No, Reb Zak, what do you say? Why is that not a realistic tefillah for David Melech to say, I want to sit in the house of Hashem kol yemei chayai? Why is that not a realistic tefillah?
The only thing I can imagine is then he's asking for death or praying for death, and that's not allowed.
No, he wants to sit in Beis Medrash. He wants to sit and learn. He wants to be in yeshiva forever. However, you're in yeshiva for halavai forever. But for many of you, these are your years to be in yeshiva. So what was David saying? I want to be in yeshiva forever. I want to sit in the house of Hashem forever. I never want to leave the Beis Medrash. I never want to what leave Beis HaMikdash. Well, what was David HaMelech saying? What was David HaMelech hoping for? Explains Rav Eliezer, the shaila is Halo Melech Yisrael haya. David HaMelech was a melech. Va'alav haya muto lahanig ulahadrich hasa'am mikol habechinos. A king has to lead and direct the people in every way. In other words, David HaMelech's on the battlefield. David HaMelech is raising funds for government. David HaMelech is making sure that society is functional. David HaMelech, taking on the real world responsibilities of a king, I'm not saying, God forbid, the Beis Medrash is not the real world. Don't misinterpret my words. All right, but taking on the Olam Hazeh responsibilities of a king, so David HaMelech is not sitting and learning all day. No, Binyamin, you hear the question? He's fighting battles. He's raising funds. He's levying taxes. He's dealing with enemies. He's maintaining society. V'gam liyos lochem begvura ila ala plishtim v'domeim. David HaMelech is out fighting battles. So what kind of unrealistic tefillah is this when David HaMelech says, I want to stay in the house of Hashem kol yimei chayai? Right? And by the way, Chavra, the same thing for most of us is also true. I give you a bracha that if you're cut out for it to sit and learn in kolo for the rest of your life, you should be zocha. But for many of you, right, you're gonna learn over the course of a lifetime to balance your life in the Beis Medrash and your life outside the Beis Medrash, which we're going to talk about today. But right now you're in yeshiva. So should you be saying, I hope I get to stay in YU forever? I get to stay in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan forever? There are people who've been through the system and then became Rebbeim and have been there forever. It seems like Rav Shechter has been in YU forever. But is that a realistic tefillah for the average person? So what does that mean? So he says, I'll explain as follows. Ki tevos eilu kol yemei chayai efshar lafaresh al beiz perushim eilu. We could translate, we can interpret the words kol yemei chayai in the two following ways. First of all, how does David HaMelech's life end? Ariel, you remember the story? What's the end of David HaMelech? What's the end of his life? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, what happened to David HaMelech? David HaMelech literally died mitoch limud Torah. David HaMelech, the Gemara says, knew that what? That he was going to die. That he was going to die on Shabbos. And David HaMelech therefore figured out a way, he tried to calculate a way to make sure that he would always be learning, because when a person is learning, at the actual moment a person is learning Torah, he's connected to life itself, and the Malach Mavis can't take his life. So David HaMelech didn't want to stop learning for a second. The Gemara says that he was walking and learning, and the Malach Mavis caused the stair under his foot to bend, and he got startled for a moment. He stopped learning Torah, and then the Malach Mavis was able to get him. But it could be that kol yemei chayai means kol yemei chayai hainu tachlis v'chalos yemei chayai. David HaMelech says, listen, I know I'm going to be out of the Beis Medrash a lot. I'm a king. I have a lot of responsibilities in the world. But I hope that the kol, that the chalos, that the conclusion of my life, I should be able to come back to Beis Medrash. That my life should end with what? With Torah study, with Talmud Torah. V'hainu shesov chayav yiskayim b'shivto b'beis Hashem. That the end of my life I should be zocha to what? To dwell in the house of Hashem. And that's exactly what happens. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Shemisaso shel David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Bo al yedei Malach HaMaves, Hitrido milimudo, Val yedei ze, Meis mitoch Talmudo. So David HaMelech, Mamish died with his Gemara in his hand. Right? David HaMelech wouldn't stop learning for a second. The Malach HaMaves tricked him to stumble and stop learning for a second, but, and he was able to take his life. But David HaMelech, you know, as much as a person could leave this world from within Torah study, David HaMelech left this world with Torah study. So maybe that was David HaMelech's tefillah. Kol yemei chayai, at least the chalos yemei chayai, the end of my life should be with Torah. Even if I have to, you know, one day I should be zocha, and Chavi, you should be thinking about that. Even if you go to the working world, you should be thinking, how am I able to get this over with as quickly as possible? And obviously in the proper way, right? And be able to retire and sit and learn. Right, once you have enough money, so then you can stop working and you can sit and learn. And that should be something that you aspire to. Right? Even if life, of course, demands of us to make a living. Right? But I should be able, hopefully, Hashem should give you the financial success to be able to return to the Beis Medrash. And it's a gewaltic thing when you see a person who retires and then comes back and spends all his time in the Beis Medrash. It's a beautiful, for me, I find that incredibly inspiring. To see that the person, I went out to work, because of course I have to provide for my family. But as soon as I'm able to come back to Beis Medrash, I come back to Beis Medrash. So David HaMelech said, I have responsibilities. I have to be a Melech B'Yisrael. I have to lead the people out to war. I have to be busy running my government. But at the same time, David HaMelech said, but I never left emotionally being a Ben Beis Medrash. And I was zocha at the end of my life to die with a sefer in my hand. But then he says a second shot, and Chavra, I want you to really absorb this. As people who are in yeshiva, I want you to really, really take this to heart throughout the course of these next weeks of Elul all the way up to Shmini Atzeres when we're saying L'David, try to take this to heart. What's another pshat, he says, in Kol Yemei Chayai? Efshar Lomar Ki Margala Bapuma De'inchi. Margala Bapuma De'inchi means it's found on the in the mouths of people. There's a common expression. Lomar Al Davar Ha'ahuv V'Hachaviv Etzla B'Yoser. When a person experiences something that they love so much, that's so delightful, so precious to them, Asher Meirov Ahavaso Omer, they love it so much that they say, Shezeh Kol Hachayim V'Hachayos Shalom Izeh. This is my life. This is my whole life. Is it literally your whole life? No, maybe not. It could be, it's only a couple moments of your life. But it's so meaningful, it's so definitional in terms of the substance, the meaning of one's life, that you say, wow, that's my whole life is dependent upon this. Right? And David HaMelech was davening a very, very deep and beautiful tefillah. Listen to this. V'kach David HaMelech olav shalom omar. David HaMelech was saying, Bizman sh'ani nimtza b'beis Hashem. It's true, I'm not going to, in terms of hours, I'm going to spend many hours outside the Beis Hashem. I have many other worldly responsibilities that take me away from sitting in the Beis Medrash. And David HaMelech did those things very proudly. And there's many sources that indicate that David HaMelech was a walking Beis Medrash wherever he went. But David HaMelech was davening on a Pashat level. David HaMelech was saying that those moments, those minutes, or in your case, those years in yeshiva, that I'm Beis Hashem, I have to try to attach myself to it, that they become the defining moments of my life. She'ohov alai ki'ilu shezeh kol yemei chayai. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Shivti Beis Hashem, when I'm zocha to be in shul, to be in a Beis Medrash, when I'm in a Beis HaKnesses, when I'm in a Beis Medrash, when I'm in Beis HaMikdash, it's true, I may not live there every second of my life, but those are the moments, ki'ilu, that's kol yemei chayai. Because that's the tachles hachayim shalom. David HaMelech said, not for a second do I lose, I have a lot of responsibilities, but not for a second do I lose sight of the fact that the biggest gift that a Jew has in this world is to be Beis Hashem, is to be in Hashem's house. And that's our bakasha, he says, that's what we're davening, that we should be able to define and to view our Torah moments, the moments that we're zochet to sit in Beis Medrash, should be, again, defining moments of our lives. It's a beautiful way to shivti Beis Hashem. The time that I do spend there, Kol Yemei Chayai, should be some of the greatest, most uplifting moments of my life. Yes, Rav Avi.
So I guess people from a more, in a yeshivish lifestyle would say, you know, it's a, learning Torah is the Tachlis HaChayim, and so why would I not want to do that forever? Like, regardless of anything else.
Right.
So how would we respond to that?
Who are you calling we? Who's we?
I mean, how would I respond to
that? I don't know. You as what? You as what?
As a worker, I guess. As someone like...
As a chassid who's trying to build a dir b'tachtonim.
Yeah.
So today is the Yahrzeit set of Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. Zecher Tzadok HaKadosh L'Vracha. Rav Tzadok has a piece on Parshas Bechukos. He has it in many places, but if I remember correctly, one place he has it in the Pre-Tzadik in Bechu Kosai, where he talks about how David HaMelech, in Bechu Kosai Teilechu, right, David HaMelech took the Beis Medrash with him wherever he went. Meaning that's another way. David HaMelech was saying, I hope that when I'm in my office, that'll also be Kol Yemei Chayai. That'll also be Shifti Beis Hashem. Right? Then why shouldn't that also be Beis Hashem? And when I'm sitting in the pizza store, grabbing a slice with a friend, that's also Shifti Beis Hashem. Right? Because that's also I'm living in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which really brings us to our second Torah for the day. Okay, so that was a good lead in to what the Pittsburgh Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levracha is going to teach us. Okay, as we mentioned again, the Pittsburgh Rebbe passed away during the earlier stages of Corona. Unfortunately, he was a relatively young person, 64 years old. I was zochet to meet him on one occasion. An interesting story with my brother-in-law Olav Shalom. And the Pittsburgh Rebbe. But he has beautiful svarim that they put out of his drashos, things that he said over the course of a Shabbos, Shal Shudis, and other parts of the Shabbos. Okay, the sefer is called Pisgame Oraisa, and this is a volume from the year Tafshin Samach Dalet, 2004. Okay, and he wants to know about something we learned this past Shabbos, specifically the fact that a king has two Sifrei Torah. However, you know that the last mitzvah of the Sefer Torah, of the Chumash, last mitzvah of the Torah, is to write a Sefer Torah. Everyone has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. Maybe we fulfill that obligation by buying Svarim. Maybe we fulfill that obligation by writing our own Chidushei Torah. Right? But on a simple level, the goal is that we should write a Sefer Torah. What does the Torah say about a melech? It says that when the king sits on his throne, v'kosov lois mishnei ha-Torah hazos al Sefer. That the king writes a Mishnei Torah. What's a Mishnei Torah? A double Torah. What do you mean a double Torah? Rashi says, Shtei Sifrei Toros, Achas Shimunachas Bebeis Ganazov. The king keeps one Torah at home in his treasure chest. Okay. Va'achas Shenechneses V'yoytes Imo. But he has a second Sefer Torah that he carries with him to guide him, to direct him wherever he goes. Chevra, listen to this Vart that he quotes from the Chsav Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer. And this is the best new Vart that I found this year on Tshuva so far. Okay, this is unbelievable. Listen to this part. Achas she'alti me'es Hashem osa avakeh shivti be'es Hashem kol yemei chayai lachzos benom Hashem ulevaker beheichalo. Says the Chsav Sofer in his Likutim on Yanei Tshuva, quoted here by the Pittsburgh Rebbe, the following. And this is so good. Listen to this. Dinei lechore yesh ledaye kefal halashon. We need to ask another question on David HaMelech. We asked about Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, how is that realistic? Let's ask a different question. No? Yitzchak Yaakov, ready for this question? Jonathan Berger, we welcome you back. Okay, listen to this question. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem. I have one thing that I ask from Hashem. Osa Avakesh, this is what I request. Why do you have to say that twice? You already told me, Achas Shalti, I have a request. Osa Avakesh, and this is what I ask, this is what I request. Why do you have to say that? If you already said Achas Shalti, so then what's the repetition of Osa Avakesh? What's the difference between a She'ela and a Bakasha? This is what I ask, this is what I request. What's the difference? So says the Chsav Sofer, Ela dehevdil yesh ben bakashos al inyanim ruchniyim le bakashos al dvarim gashmiyim. However, there's a difference between asking for something spiritual and asking and requesting for something physical, something tangible, something materialistic. Shabakashos ala ruchnius hagam shiyesh lehem kama v'kama gvanin. When a person makes a request in ruchnius, even though it comes in many different colors, many different shapes, many different nuances, but everyone is requesting really the same thing. So if Dovi is requesting more success in Havana Satora, understanding Torah, right? And Schneer is requesting better Kavana in Tefillah, and Binyamin is requesting greater connection to Shabbos Kodesh, and Eliyahu is requesting greater Kedusha and Tahara in his life, right? And Shabtai Avraham is requesting better control of his speech. And each person is requesting a different thing. But Lemaisa, Rebobo, we're all requesting the same thing. We all want the same thing, which is what? You want Shabbos, and you want Tefillah, and you want Torah, and you want Chesed, and you want... What do we all say? What's the common denominator? The common denominator, says the Chsav Sofer, is that we all want Liskarev El Hashem Yisbarach. We all want to be close to Hashem. Im Zeal Yedei Torah, O Tefillah, O Sharin Yanim. We're all, at the core, asking the same thing. Masha'ein Kein V'Bakashos Hagashmiim. But when we're davening, when we're asking Hashem for things of a physical need, so we're really asking for different things, right? We might even be asking for the same thing, but even more so, we're asking for a different thing. In other words, let's say two guys are both davening, they should find the shidduch. Oh, so they're davening for the same thing. No, they're not. The woman who one person's going to marry is radically different than the one who someone else is going to be attracted to. The personality is going to be different. The hashkafa is going to be different. So it's totally different. One person wants success and money, so he thinks, what does that mean? I want to be able to pay my bills. Another person has dimyoinus about being a multimillionaire. So they're really asking for very different things. The ratzon of each person is not really, it doesn't have that same common denominator. O machmas gaiva, o machmas kavod. Because of one's gaiva, one's kavod, they want different things. So David HaMelech says to Hashem, "Chaver, listen to this word, it's so good." David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to know that Osa Avakesh, that all the bakashos that I'm going to make, and David HaMelech, like every human being, asked for a lot of different things, but he introduced it by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know, Achas Sha'alti. It's really one thing. It's really all one sugya. It's the sugya of what? Of Kirvas Elokos. I want to be close to you, Hashem. Hainu Shabakashos Hayu Avur Dvar Marsher Heim Be'etzem Kula Mishaela Achas. All of the things that I'm asking, David said, it's really one thing. The Hainu Avur Dvar Ruchniyim. Because when I ask for money, I'm asking money so I can be close to you, Hashem. When I'm asking for health, it's because I want to be close to you, Hashem. When I ask for Torah and Tefillah, it's because I want to be close to you, Hashem. Shekula mechuvanam la'osa matara. It all achieves the singular goal of Dveikus and Iskarvus la'Hashem. So now let's come back to the two Sifrei Torah, says the Pittsburgh Rebbe. Let's come back to the two Sifrei Torah of the Melech. Nu Nani, did you see this piece over Shabbos? Ah, good. Okay, I was hoping you wouldn't. Okay. Thank you so much for the Sefer. I'm loving it. It's Gvaldik. Okay, so why does the king have two Sifrei Torah? And by the way, if you have your Gemara Gittin close by, so just open up to Gittin Daf Samach Beis and you'll find out Man Malki Rabbanon. Who is considered a king? Who is considered a melech? People who learn Torah. Talmidei Chacham are called kings. Okay, so every one of you, an aspiring Talmud Chacham, a Ben Yeshiva, you're the melech in the story. Okay, but listen to what happens. Why does the king have two Sifrei Torah? Dihine Tachlis Havodahi Shiyakayim Adam Bechol Derachachadehu. Going back to Avi's question, what happens when I graduate? Right, no one ever really graduates from yeshiva, but let's say now I took a job and now I'm working and I'm no longer coming to shir every day for a regular morning seder. Right, my schedule is different now. Right, so the tachlis of one's avoda is what? Bechol derachecha de'ehu, to always be with Hashem wherever I am. As the Rambam writes in the Shmona Prakim, listen to this. We learned the Rambam last week in Hilchos Gerushin, which I told you is the most Hasidish Rambam that I know, where the Rambam explains the Pintel Yid, the Rotsa Ani. But listen to this Rambam. Talk about a Dir B'Tachtonim. Talk about making all of my Gashmias into Ruchnias. Listen to this. Says the Heilig Rambam in the Shmona Prakim, Shetzarich Ha'odom L'Shabed Kol Kochos Nafsho Kulam L'Fi Hadas. Everything that a person does, all of my Kochos HaNefesh, all of my energy, all of my efforts should be, each of them should be lefi hadas. How would you translate the word das here? Mendel, how would you translate das? Das means what? Connectivity. Das means chibur, dveikus. It should be mindful, it should be purposeful, it should be connected. Well, what does that mean, connected? What does it mean? I'm studying for a chemistry exam. I'm working on a project for an English class. What does it mean? What's the das? V'yasim l'neged einav tamid tachlis achas, says the Rambam, whatever you're doing, even when you're not in the Beis Medrash, even when you're not shifting b'Beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, the whole world is one big Beis Medrash. The whole world is one big place to experience Elokos. It all, wherever I go, it's the same tachlis. V'hi hasagas Hashem yisbarach, kefi yechol asa adam l'dasa so. To try to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence as much as possible, to identify Hashem, and to feel the presence of Hashem in everything that I do. V'yasim pu'ulasav kulam. And in every activity that I do. Meviyim lizaw tachlis. To try to direct all of my activities towards that goal. At shelo yihyu b'pu'ulasav davar mipo'al hevel. That nothing that I do should be in vain. That everything I do is purposeful, says the Rambam. Ritzoni lomar, that is to say, po'al shelo yavi elzos hatachlis. Right? I don't want that my pulos should be pulos of hevel, namely that they don't achieve the tachlis. Rather, that all of my inyanei gashmiim should achieve this singular tachlis, which is avas Hashem yisbarach. Chaver, what did we say? Did you say, raise your hand if you said Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos? Anyone here say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos? No, what do we say in the brach of Kiddush Levana? We say, Hashem, you are a poel emes, shepu'ulaso emes. That means that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, all of his activities, Hashem, you are an honest worker, whose every action is a manifestation of that truth. Poel emes shepulaso emes. It's all one. It's all one revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truthfulness. And therefore, says the Rambam, that has to be everything that we do. So now, let's come back to our Melech and finish the piece. Says the Pittsburgher Rebbe, Zechus Yegen Aleinu, Uvizeh Yesh Lomar, Da HaMelech HaKavana Litzadik Hador, HaMashpia Yirah Shemayim L'Bnei Doro. When a person looks to his Tzadik, to his Rebbe, but I'll take the liberty to say, like I told you from the Gemara in Gittin, Man Malki Rabbanan. And again, that doesn't mean people who have smicha, or a person who's a huge Talmud Chacham. A person who's a Ben Torah is also a Melech. He's a Ben Melech. He has to carry himself as part of the royal family. A Ben Yeshiva is a Ben Melech. So a Melech has to have two Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Hayetzarech lios bedargazo. He needs to strive to attain this Madrega. What are these two Sefer Torah? What's the Sefer Torah that he keeps in his Beis Genozov? And what's the Sefer Torah that he takes with him to the streets? Asher kol masav gam hagashmim yumichuvanim avur hamatara ha'achas. That all of the things that he does, whatever it may be, the gashmius activities that he does, it's all for the singular goal of hiskarvis al Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what Rashi says. Yes, he has one Sefer Torah that sort of is like the home base, Beis Genozov, but the other Sefer Torah is nichneses v'yotzei simo. It goes in and out with him. When he goes out, when he comes back, when he goes out, when he comes back, it's always what? When he goes out to the world, dvarim gashmiim, you call ma'isav nami al osam b'chuvan. He doesn't lose himself. He doesn't make money for the sake of making money. He makes money for the sake of being able to serve Hashem. He makes money to be able to have the yishuv hadas, because he can buy food and buy clothing and put a roof over his head, and he can give tzedakah. He uses the money to serve Hashem. Kama oso achas asher hi munachas v'eskenazav. That Torah that he takes to the street has to be matching the same sefer Torah that he has with v'eskenazav. Dahainu kinyanim haruchniyim. That it's all one sugya. It's all one sefer Torah. It's an amazing thing. Rishol Salanter said a famous line. Rishol Salanter said in addressing the question, you know, what's the tachlis of Elul? What is Elul supposed to be? What makes Elul special? So he said the following. He said, you know, Rishol Salanter said, you know, the truth is that what? That all year round is Elul. What does it mean all year round is Elul? All year round I should do tshuva. All year round I should be a good Jew. All year round I should strive to be my best self. But Rishol Salanter said, but Elul has to really be Elul. El has to really be El. All year round is El, but El has to really be El. In other words, sometimes I'm living this duality where there's like an outer part of myself and an inner part of myself. The two Sefer Torah of the Melech, the Torah that he takes to the street, is exactly the same Torah that he has what? That he has the Beis Genozov, that he has in the Beis Medrash. And again, that's an amazing thing for us to strive for. Right? To be a person who's Ruchnius and Gashmius, there's no stira between them. He's not a different person. He's not a different person in different environments, but he's a yid through and through. He's a yid through and through. And again, that's the achas she'alti. That's what we're saying. Achas she'alti meis Hashem osa avakesh. Hashem, when you hear my many bakashos, when I go through a whole Shmona Esrei and I'm asking for this and I'm asking for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realize that it's really achas she'alti. There's just one thing that I want, and that is to be close to you. Okay, and now, chaver, for our third Torah of the day. Another Torah, another powerful Torah about tshuva. And really how to get over some of our tshuva anxieties. And this is really an incredible Torah. Three really incredible teachings today. Okay, this comes from, again, as I mentioned, Rav Ephraim Tversky Shlita from Chicago, from the illustrious Tversky dynasty. And it's an incredible Torah that he has on last week's Parsha. Last week I mean Parshas for A. And he starts by asking a very simple question. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but just to give you the Rashi Prakim. So he says, why does it say Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem? Why doesn't it say Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lachem? Re'ei, Yidden, Jewish people, see, Anochi Nosein Lachem, I'm giving to you today, Brachem Klala. Why does it say Nosein Lifneichem? That I am displaying it Lifneichem, before you. What does that mean, before you? He asks another question. He says, you know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yoma that there's two levels of tshuva, basically, two categories of tshuva. There's tshuva meyira, and there's tshuva me'ava. What happens if a person does tshuva meyira? So then his aveiros that he did on purpose becomes shagagos. Mezid becomes shogeg. Okay. What happens if a person does tshuva me'ava? If you do tshuva me'ava, your aveiros become mitzvos. Your zedonos become zechuyos. Wow. So says Rafaim Tversky, just very simply, how does that work? How do I turn an aveira into a mitzvah? How is it possible that I'm able to do tshuva in such a way? You want to tell me Hashem's willing to wipe away the aveira, to pretend I never did it, to erase the aveira. Okay. But that the aveira became a mitzvah? How is that shayach? How could such a concept be? How does that work? And lastly, his third question, again on our topic today, Achas Shalti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh, again, he asks the following question. What does David HaMelech mean when he says, Hashem, I only have one request? We just gave an answer to this question, but a different approach. What does it mean when Hashem says, when David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I only have one request of you? Really? Says Rafaim Tversky, all of Sefer Tehillim, hu male b'tchinos u'bakashos. The whole Sefer Tehillim is David talking to Hashem and making requests of Hashem. Hashem, help me to defeat my enemies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to this, help me to that. The whole Sefer Tehillim is filled with bakashos. Achas Shalti Meis Hashem. This is my only request? That's not true. So what does that mean? So what he does here is incredible. Let's learn a pasuk. Let's learn it in context. And then let's learn it out of context for a second and just ask a very simple question. What pasuk are we referring to? We're going back to Devarim Perek Dalet, Parshas Ve'eschanan. The Torah tells us, it's one of the six zechiros that some people say, you know, in the back of your art scroll sitter or whatever, at the end of davening. Rak yishomer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od. Be very, very careful. What are we so careful about? Pen tishkach es ha-dvarim asher ro einecha. Not to forget the things that your eyes have seen. Ufan yasuru milivavcha kol yemechayecha. And not to remove it from your heart all the days of your life. Vodatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha. And to transmit it to your children and for all future generations. What is that thing? Yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem lokecha b'chorev. Make sure you're able to pass on the Mesorah that we once stood at Har Sinai and got the Torah directly from Hashem. Okay, good. So don't forget, Zachor al Tishkach. Hishomer lecha ma'od. Hishomer lecha shmor nafshecha ma'od. Guard it very carefully, not to forget what you saw at Har Sinai. Val pi pashtos hakosav hu mitzaveh shelo lishkoach es maimed Har Sinai. The pashut pshat, says Rafaim Tversky, is not to forget Har Sinai. But let me ask you a second. Let me ask you a question for a second. He says, why does it have to say hishomer lecha? And I'll ask the question a little differently because this is what he's really saying. Let's just read the first pasuk without the second pasuk. In other words, if I were just to show you one pasuk in Chumash that says the following, Rak yishomer lecha, ushmor nafshecha ma'od, pen tishkach es ha-dvar asher ro einecha, upen yasuru milevavecha kol yemei chayecha, v'odatem levanecha v'levnei vanecha. If I just showed you that pasuk out of context, without the next pasuk, which says, what is it that I'm not forgetting? What is it that I'm passing on to my children? Oh, that which we stood at Har Sinai, that which we stood in Choriv. But if I were to just show you that first pasuk, pasuk tes, Raki Shama Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od, don't forget the things that your eyes have seen. Pass it on to your children. And I said, well, what's it talking about? It sounds like it's talking about my whole life. So says Rav Ephraim Tversky, an incredible yesod when it comes to doing tshuva. Elanira Lomar. He says in the bottom left-hand paragraph, "Sha'atora ha'kedosha mora lanu es haderech asher nelech ba." However, listen carefully. "Bistakluseinu ala avar habilti ratzui shalanu." When I look back at things that I've done in the past that I'm embarrassed to think about, it could be the worst things that you ever did, and I hope that most of you don't have a worst thing that you ever did. I hope that all of you don't have a worst thing that you ever did. Right? But reality is some of us have probably done things that we regret terribly. Right? Or even things that I just regret a little bit, that I'm embarrassed that I did. things that went wrong this past year. How does a person, what's the right histaklus, what's the right perspective when I look at my avar, when I look at my past, that's less than ideal? Sharei kol echad v'echad yodea b'nafsho. Everybody knows, every one of us knows in our hearts, eich shehimras p'nei melech malchem lachim. We've all rebelled against Hashem at some point in our life. And it wasn't just an accident. There were things that we did. When we knew it was wrong, we did it anyways. And it would be very easy for us to want to forget about our past completely. I don't want to have to deal with that Jewish guilt of worrying about things I did in the past. And you know what? Chassidus often tells us that, as we mentioned the other day, it is, in a certain sense, more important to focus on the future and move ahead. But obviously, a critical component of tshuva is facing my past, is admitting what I did in the past, is vidui, is charata al ha'avar, is staring down my past in a very real way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to just focus on the future. Aval ein ze ratzon habori yisbarach. Hashem doesn't want me to ignore my past. El ratzonu hu shena'avdenu dafka al yedei ha'avar shalanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us what? To serve Him now based on my past. What does that mean? Ki min ha'avar nikach limud heich la'avdu yisbarach mikanu la'aba. I need to look back at my averos and learn from my averos how I can use them to better serve Hashem. A simple mashal, he says. A simple mashal. If a person sees that he's kind of stale when it comes to his Yiddishkeit, when he davens, he's a pretty, he's a pretty sleepy guy when he davens. And when he learns, he's not that, energized, he's not that motivated, he's not on fire in his avodas Hashem. But he thinks back to the time that he went to an amazing sporting event, or he went to a rock concert, or he went to wherever he went where he was like so energized. He was in a big crowd, right? Or he was somewhere where he was doing something that he had a tremendous burning fire inside of himself for that Dvar Isser, for that Taiva. That time that he saw an opportunity to make a lot of money, and he couldn't stop thinking about it. Yomu v'layla, he was all in. It was with a hislavus, or he was chasing after a relationship, right, to try to connect to someone, and he was giving. It was consuming him. So now, take that energy and be mahapich it to kedusha. Take that energy that you once used for an avera and use it to learn. And use it to daven. And use it to do mitzvos b'slavis. O l'mashal, im roa shechavera over nisayon, o matzav doma, l'mashekvar avralav. Or let's say he thinks back about a situation that, again, he found himself in a bit of trouble. And he sees how his friend was somehow able to not succumb to that yetzahara. Right? So look back. Look back at that time that you and your friend were thinking about doing something. Your friend said, I don't want to do this. And you did it anyways. Right? And draw strength by looking back and say, wow, look how he was able to overcome that nisayon. Or look back at a time that you almost overcame a nisayon and draw strength, even though you failed in the end, but draw strength from the way that you tried. You were trying hard. In other words, our past has a lot to teach us. So now let's take that pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanan without the Har Sinai component. Let's leave the Har Sinai component on the side. Says the Torah Kedosha. Look at these words. Just read the words kapshuto, without any context. Hishomer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od. Pen tishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a double warning. Hashem says, I'm begging you. The things that your eyes have seen. And some of us are thinking, oy vey, oy, the things my eyes have seen are totally against the Torah. What do you mean, the things my eyes have seen? The things my eyes have seen, a Jewish eye should never have seen. And I can't get certain images out of my head, lo aleinu. Things that my eyes have seen. Hashem says, I'm telling you, hang on to the things your eyes have seen. The experiences you've had. Some of the experiences I had, Hashem, they're embarrassing. I want to forget them completely. Hashem says, no. Sha'aleinu lishmor shalo nishkach hasadvar masharo einenu. Right? Hang on to the things that you've seen over the course of your entire life. Ki kol davar shirainu ba'avar, because everything you saw. Or as the Baal Shem Tov writes in Baal Shem Tov al Torah, right, in the section on Megillas Esther, everything a Jew sees, everything a Jew hears, everything a Jew experiences, yachol azor lanu lavodas Hashem shalanu gam ba'osid. Take from my past and use it for a better future. And look what he writes here. Upen yasuru milavavcha kol yemei chayecha. Don't remove it from your heart all the days of your life. The Pashat Pshat again is saying, don't ever forget every day of your life, don't ever forget that you studied Har Sinai. B'chavir, you know what it says on a most Pashat, simple level? Don't remove from your heart kol yemei chayecha. Don't forget about any single day of your life. There are certain days that we probably all wish we could forget about. They were bad days. They were not spiritually successful days. And Hashem says, I'm warning you, don't forget kol yemei chayecha. I want every bit of your life to be part of your story. She'ein lanu lahasir milibeinu es kol yemei chayenu. Not even afilu yom echad miyameinu. Not to forget even about a single day of our life. Ki mikol yom michayenu nuchal likach limud lavodas Hashem. Because even our most messed up experiences, our most improper taivas that were fulfilled with hislavos, can teach us something about avodas Hashem. And that's what it means when a person does tshuva me'ava, that he's able to transform an avera into a mitzvah. That he mamish takes that avera and he turns it into avodas Hashem. He writes over here at the top of the next column about tshuva me'ava, hu sh'oev es ha'aver shalo. Tshuva me'ava means he looks back at his past, not with yira, not with trepidation. Then he's just trying to clean up his past. Then he's just trying to say sorry for the past. Tshuva me'ava means he returns to his past with a sense of what? With a sense of my love for Hashem means I have to go back to that uncomfortable place and learn something that I can use in avodas Hashem. Because otherwise that avera was a waste. Why did Hashem allow me to have such energy for that sin? I have to take something from that. I have to bring that into a Shmona Esrei. I have to bring that into a davening. If I once forbrang at some festival, some music festivals, and I have to forbrang with Chevra and Avodas Hashem. I have to take that into Avodas Hashem. She'oev es ha'aver shel, I can love my past. I don't have to be embarrassed in my past. I have to do tshuva, I have to regret the past. That's part of tshuva. But I can love the past, and I can be mahapichet to Kedusha. And when I do that, then my avera becomes a mitzvah. The averas of my past become my mitzvahs right now. Says Rav Ephraim Tversky, let's go back to the pasuk in the Parsha. Re'e anochi nosein lefneichem hayom. What was his question? Why doesn't it say re'e anochi nosein lachem hayom? Why lefneichem? Lefneichem means masha lefneichem. That which happened before, in a linear sense, in a time sequence. Lefneichem. What happened a year ago, and 2 years ago, and 5 years ago? So Hashem says, how do I want you to address your lefneichem? How do I want you to deal with your past? Dehainu ha'avar shalachem. And what does the pasuk say? Re'ei anochi nosein lefneichem, bracha uklala. It's a question how you look at it. Es ha'bracha im tishtamshu im ha'lefneichem lishmoa el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem. If I can take my lefneichem and use that, what? To become a better Eved Hashem, then even the averus of the past are really a bracha in disguise. But if I look at my past and all I do is I'm embarrassed of it and I can't even face it to even say I'm sorry because I'm just too embarrassed. I'm burying myself just by moving ahead, which again is a halakha thing if done properly. But I have to deal with the avar. If I can't look at my lefneichem in the right way, then it's a klala. Then it just haunts me. Then I'm like that Baal Tshuva who never really believes that Hashem has forgiven him for the things he did before he was frum. God forbid. That's a tragedy. Then his lefneichem is a klola, it's a curse that chases after him his whole life. So now, what's the achas sha'alti me'es Hashem? What was David HaMelech saying, achas sha'alti me'es Hashem? Let's just wrap up, we only have a couple minutes left. He quotes the Chidush Arim, who is quoted by the Sfas Emes in Parshas Noach, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, that what is the shoresh chevra of every avera? Famous idea, what is the root of every avera? Gezela. The root of every avera is gezela. That's why when the Torah introduces us, when the Rambam quotes the proof text, where in the Torah, where in the Chumash does it teach us the concept of vidoy, which in so many ways is the essence of tshuva, talking it out with Hashem? Where does the Torah introduce us to vidoy? It's in Parshas Naso, by a situation of gezela. Why? Because the root of every avera is gezela. Why is the root of every avera gezela? Why is the root of every avera gezela? So I'll tell you, Dovi. The root of every avera is gezela because What have I stolen? Hashem gave me eyes, and I used them improperly, so I stole my eyes. Hashem gave me the ability to speak, and I spoke Lashon Hara, so I stole my speech. Hashem gave me a body to be able to use my feet to run after mitzvos, and I ran after averos, so I stole my legs, I stole my ability to walk. Right? Hashem gave me all of these kochos. When I misuse them, so then I'm a gazlan, then I'm a thief. By the way, since I'm sitting in my basement next to my Rav Soloveitchik Yom Kippur Machzer, so I'm just remembering now, Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this idea as well. Because how do we end the Shmona Esrei of Ne'ila? What do we say at the end of our Ne'ila? The very end of our Ne'ila. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to confess to something. Yeah, what would you like to confess to? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. Help me so, I really need your help, Hashem. What do I need my help? What do I need your help for? Atanosin yad l'poishim, Hashem, you extend your hand to the sinners. V'yamincha pshuta l'kavil shavim, and your right hand is willing to take back those who do tshuva. V'telamdeinu Hashem lokenu lizvados lefanecha. And Hashem, you taught us to confess before you. Al kol avonoseinu. For all of our what? All of our averos. Listen to the next four words. Lima'an nechdal me'oshek yadenu. What? What does that mean? So that we can withdraw our hands from theft. That's the punchline of Ne'ilah. Hashem, all of this tshuva that we're trying to do is that we'll stop being thieves. Said Rav Soloveitchik in a tshuva lecture in 1971 in Boston, and I'm reading from the Rav Machzer, why is theft singled out with special emphasis at Ne'ilah? The reason is that theft actually covers every type of sin. With every sin he commits, the Jew forgoes his right to existence as he violates the condition upon which existence rests, thereby stealing from God. All of a person's organs, his talents, his capabilities belong to Hashem and are on loan to man. The very moment that they're misused, we violated our agreement for life. Living a life of sin is an act of theft and extortion. So this vart from Rav Soloveitchik is actually a vart from who? Who said it first? You know, I'm not saying the Rav stole it from the Chiddush Harim, but the Chiddush Harim lived before Rav Soloveitchik. Right? The Chiddush Harim says that the root of every Aveira is stealing. So now, what does a gazlan have to do? A gazlan has to return that which he stole. So what happens when he returns what he stole? Binyamin, what happens when you take something from someone and then you give it back? So I guess, even though it was wrong that I stole it, in a certain sense, I didn't really steal it, I just what? I borrowed it. I became a borrower, right? I borrowed it illegally for a period of time, but when I gave it back, I kind of rectified the Avera. The Heshiv HaSagzela, I gave back what I stole. So now, says David HaMelech, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, going to the last page, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, what was David HaMelech saying? We know David HaMelech also said, Chatosi negdi tamid, my sin is before me at all times. No, chevra, for those who've learned the Balatanya Zigeras HaTshuva, how does the Balatanya interpret v'chatosi negdi tamid? Also, very, very important. How does he write towards the end of the Zigeras HaTshuva? Chatosi negdi tamid, I'm supposed to live. Ariel, I'm supposed to live with my averos in front of my face all the time. The Balatanya says it'll bring a person to terrible atzvos, and a person has to be in a state of simcha. Chatasi Negdi, he brings several proofs from Sukkim that Neged means what? Opposite, but at a distance. I have to keep my Averos at a safe distance to keep me humble. I have to remember that I once upon a time did some Averos, even if I'm a big tzaddik now. That keeps a person humble, but I can't live with my Averos right in my face. So David Melech says, Chatasi Negdi Tamid. I keep my Averos in front of me all the time. What does that mean? Hikshu mafarshim. V'chi lohem in David b'koach hachuvah. David HaMelech kept his averos in front of his face all the time? What does that mean? Why didn't David HaMelech believe in tshuva? Once you do tshuva, then the avera is gone. Why should he keep his avera in front of him all the time? So he explains that David HaMelech, the most mysterious avera that David HaMelech did, was that strange sugya, whatever happened with David and Bathsheba, whatever happened there, whatever that strange sugya was, right? David HaMelech says, I want to remember at all times how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Dalid that David HaMelech wasn't really shaykh to that Avera. Hashem made him do such a big Avera that Klal Yisrael should learn in the Avera, that every individual should learn a lesson, and every individual should learn the power of Tshuva. David HaMelech was saying, Chatasi Negdi Tamid. Kidei sheyuchal lilmod mimenu b'chol eis. Eich la'avod es aborius barach. David HaMelech said, of course I believe in tshuva. But I want to remember the passion that I had for that avera. I want to remember the energy that I had at the time of that avera. And that's what David HaMelech says when he says, Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem. What does that mean? Lo sha'alti me'es Hashem, ki im pam achas, v'hu achet im bas sheva. David HaMelech says, at one time, sha'alti, I had to borrow from an avera in order to learn how to be a better Eved Hashem. Whatever happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused David HaMelech to have that strange taiva for Bas Sheva and exactly what happened there and the permissibility of what he did and how he did. The Gemara says again, he wasn't shaykh to that avera. But Hashem says, David HaMelech, I want you to borrow from that avera. I want to be like a gazlan who took a cheshek, a haslavus, and took it in a wrong way to then be able to borrow from it, to keep returning to it over the course of your whole life, kol yimei chayai, to use that energy in Avodas Hashem. And then Rav Chaim Tversky ends with one final point. He says, if you look at the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, most of the letters are facing forward. There are very few letters that have a part of it that is still pointing towards the back end. He says, the exception is the letter Beis and the letter Dalet. The letter Dalet has a point on top that's pointing back in the opposite direction. And the letter Beis, right, has a point on the bottom. If you think about a Beis, the way that it's written in the Sefer Torah, there's the back end, there's that back tail end of the letter Beis. So he says, what's the inyan of the Dalet and the Beis? Most letters are looking towards the future. Letters are the building blocks of reality. Most people are ready, I want to just go weiter. But the letter Beis and the letter Dalet, the letter Beis and the letter Dalet help us to look back in the opposite direction. He doesn't say this, maybe Beis and Dalet stands for like B'chol Derachecha or something, B'chol Derachecha Dei, I don't know. But listen, here's what he says. Here's his remez with the Beis and the Dalet. He says the letter Dalet has a point on top. That's a person who, when things are on a Shemayim Dika level, when things are in a good Ruchnias place, he's happy to look back. What about the letter Beis? The first letter of the Torah. The letter Beis has a point on the back, even when it's on the bottom. Even when it's on the ground. Even when it's down below. He says, what does that mean? He explains, Va'akotz me'achere ha'os shepona la'os shelefaneh mor alestaklus ala'avar. The kotz, the point on the back of a letter, represents a perspective of willing to look back. The dalet is ma'bi la'achar rak lamala. The letter dalet only has a point on top. It's only willing to look back when it looks back on the things that were good, the ma'isim tovim. But the beis is willing to what? The letter beis is willing to address looking back even to the things on the bottom. Shumor al avoda zu lahabit al avono sekvar avar kedei la'afcham latov. To look back at the averos that I did in order to transform them into something good, like we spoke about tshuva me'ava. And he says, and it's a nice drush, he says, and that's what David HaMelech is saying. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem. When I think about that achas, that big avera that I did, it was really, I was just trying to borrow from Hashem. I wanted to borrow some of that energy to learn from my Yetzirah, which is so powerful sometimes. I could use that same drive for Avodas Hashem. And therefore David HaMelech says, you know what, my whole life, Shivti Beveis Hashem. David HaMelech says, I want to dwell in the Beis. I want to be a Beis dweller. What's a Beis dweller? A Beis dweller is a person, who again, who's willing, Lasos Kamaisa Os Beis. I want to be like the letter Beis. I want to be able to what? I want to be able to give back the things that I stole or borrowed from Hashem. And I want to be able to what? Shivti Beveis Hashem. What does David HaMelech say? Kol Yemei Chayai. Like we learned in that Pasuk in Va'eschanan. Lo sishchach, not to forget kol yemei chayecha, that every day of your life is a lesson. It's something for a person to learn from. That it shouldn't be that only the good days of my life teach me about, you know, what it means to serve Hashem. V'zohi avodaseinu b'chodesh el. And he concludes the piece and he says, this is chodesh el. To do tshuva me'ava. Shivti beveiz Hashem. To be like the letter beis. Like the letter beis. Kol yemei chayai. To be able to confront every day of my life with a tshuva me'ava attitude. Lachzos benom Hashem ulevakar behechalo. Lishmor nafsheinu mod. Have rachmanis on your own life. There was a reason you went through the things you went through. There's a hashkacha process in that also. Even in your averos. I know I'm saying something that's a little bit dangerous. But it's true. Pen nishkach esedavar mesharo einenu. Don't forget anything you ever saw. Even the disgusting lowly things that I saw. I'm not allowed to see them. I hope I never see them again. Amen. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. But there's a reason that you went through something. And there was a taiva that a person had in that moment when he succumbed to a taiva of Shmir HaSeinayim. Right, so Pen Yasura Milvavenu, use that energy, Kol Yimei Chayenu, use that in a holy way. And in this merit, we'll turn our averos into mitzvos. Gavaldik. So, chaver, three incredible Torahs. Again, just to review for 2 seconds. We started with the introduction to the Sheilei Tzion of Rav Dov Eliezerov from Katamon, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, passed away in the 1970s, who told us that what was David asking? Kol Yimei Chayai. Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. It's not realistic. You're a melech. You got to go out to war. Kol Yimei Chayai Tu Pshatim. Either this should be the Kalos Yimei Chayai, this should be the end of my life, which it was, but also the moments in the Beis Medrash should be Kol Yimei Chayai, should be the best moments of my life. And then we learned the Pittsburgh Rebbe that even when a person goes out, he's got to take his 2 Sifrei Torah with him. That the Torah he takes to the streets has to be like the Torah that he keeps in his house, and the incredible insight of Chsav Sofer, that even though it's a lot of different bakashos, but really it's all achas shalti, it's all really one request. I just want to be close to Hashem in everything that I do, ruchnias and gashmias. And then Ephraim Tversky's incredible insight into Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem. How do I deal with my Lifneichem? How do I become like the letter Beis to be willing to look back? And the answer is to realize that Kol Yimei Chayai, that everything that I saw, Pentishka, don't forget, teach your children, pass on to the next generation the mistakes you made. Teach your children how to be able to, you know, to be better, to learn from the failures of your past, and to turn that into a bracha for your future. Okay, 3 incredible Torahs. Questions, comments, insights. Anyone want to share? Yeah, Nurab Zach, let's hear it. Zachariah.
Can you repeat the last summary one more time about looking back?
Yeah, Lifneichem. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem. Right, Hashem says, I'm giving you a gift called Lifneichem. Lifneichem means what happened, Lifnim, before. What happened before? It's going to be a bracha or a klala depending how you look at it. You can look back and say, oh, it's so frustrating that I wish I would have gotten more serious about learning sooner in life. Or I wish I would have gotten serious about Avodas Hashem serious in life. Or I wish I would have put this Yetzirah in its place earlier in life. Right? So I could look back and I could feel frustrated and embarrassed. Or I could turn it into a bracha. I could say, you know what? When I used to have this Yetzirah, it was mamish, it was a really strong koach in my life. So now I want to take that same koach and I'm going to use it for something holy. I'm going to transform it into something meaningful. And then I didn't steal it. Then I didn't steal that energy. I just borrowed it to be able to learn something about, you know, the inner workings of my soul. And now I give it back to Hashem. I take that energy and I return it to Hashem. I return that which I stole. And that's what David HaMelech was saying. Achas Sha'alti. Achas Sha'alti. The one request I have is that I should, Hashem, you allowed me to do certain averos in my life, but I want to learn from that. I want to grow from that. Kol Yimei Chayai. I want to always use that to serve you better. That's the Vart. No, Reb Noam, good to see you. It's a good Torah, no? The Lifneichem of our lives. Dealing with the Lifneichem of our lives. It's a very strong. It's a very strong teaching. All right, friends. Mir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll be back in person. I want to give a special thank you again to Nani for giving me the Pittsburgh Rebbe Sefer, which really got this whole idea thinking, cooking. And welcome back to the alum who are joined, alumni who are joining us this morning. Valdik to see you. And everyone should have a great day. And come to Shir Fresh tomorrow, 9:26. Mirtz Hashem.
Shacharov. Amazing. Thank you.